Welcome back to the program. We're coming up to the holiday season. As you know, you're going into malls and you're hearing the Christmas music and the holiday music play. And for many people, holidays means you're missing someone. And for military veterans, especially for families who are trying to raise awareness about suicide prevention, you know, we do this on Remembrance Day and then it just goes away. But that's not how we roll here, as you know. And military veterans are often forgotten outside of those 1-2 days a year. And it shouldn't be like that. And there's this coming up, I guess, in 2 days, on Wednesday, there's going to be something co-led by the Center of Excellence on PTSD, hosting something called Families Matter. It's a webinar. And it's going to discuss findings about how families are experiencing and surviving the trauma of losing someone like this. And Bonnie Rushawick is the mother of a military veteran who died by suicide. And Bonnie has 2 sons and a daughter. And her oldest son serves in the RCMP. The daughter is an engineer. And the middle son, Patrick, was a captain in the Royal Canadian Engineers, deployed to places like Haiti in 2010. He was part of the Canadian mission in Afghanistan later that year. And he died by suicide in 2013. And it is a pleasure to welcome Bonnie Rushawick on. And thank you for your son's service and your kid's service and for your service to the country, Bonnie.
Well, thank you very much, Evan.
We forget about families like this outside of Remembrance Day, don't we?
It's very easy. We do have a very good focus leading up to and on Remembrance Day, but it's important to know that our veterans serve every day. Our families who've lost loved ones remember them every day. So we appreciate that you're taking this time to the show to talk a little bit about that.
Talk first about 2013. Patrick had served so well in critical places, and then how did your family cope with this horror? I mean, there's no book here. There's no road here that's easy to cope with the loss of a son or a sibling.
Yeah, I think we all took a different approach. I fought through all of the services that had to have happened. We brought him home from Ontario to Saskatchewan, where we had also the local community, which was gratefully, was such a good support, and family was such a good support. But one day we realized those family members were suffering just as we were, and we needed something else. I was lucky enough, I was employed in the federal service as to an employee assistance program. My husband and I accessed that. But then later that summer, we were contacted by members of HOPE, which is the a peer support program for bereaved military families. It's confidential, and they reached out. This was somebody who had lost someone. They understood they'd lost a son, and we had a good talk, and it was something that just couldn't have with other people.
Is that right? So the HOPE program connected you with other people who actually had a very personal understanding of the valley you were in.
Yes, exactly. It was basically, I think when it started off, and one of our things you could say is they say, I've been where you are, and right. I can understand. And that was really helpful to us. I will honestly say my daughter took a different role for a while. It really deeply affected her, very close to her brother. My older son had his own way of coping. It took him a different route, but it was just important for us to respect and understand that there was different ways that we had to cope. We walked together, but our journey in many ways was different.
And you can't.
I'm just so thankful for the support that we have.
Yeah, and everyone grieves differently. You know, having just lost my dad, as I've spoken about just in the last 2 weeks, and you know what I'm feeling is different than what my siblings, my sister, my brother, my mom, or my cousins are feeling. And for losing a son is, you know, significantly more tragic because it's just not the way life is supposed to be.
No.
And I'm certainly not comparing grief by any means. But you know, you've walked a valley that very few people, thank God, have to walk. And it's hard. It's hard terrain. What is this thing this week, Families Matter? And to understand PTSD in a deeper way.
Well, I think I'm looking forward to it. It's an opportunity to hear more information. The researchers have done some excellent work in looking into what's happening in military responses in other countries, not just Canada. What are they doing about this? And so we will be hearing their results. We'll be having I'm going to be part of a panel. We'll have an opportunity to respond. How do we feel it will impact families who have lost a member to PTSD or who are going through PTSD? Because it's a recognition that families are part of the context of support for serving military members and for our veterans. And families are involved with prevention. Families are involved with intervention. And unfortunately, they are also involved in the post-mention when they've lost someone, when someone has died through suicide. And so anything that we can learn that will inform and will move this forward and help address the issues around mental health and how we treat it, how we respect the fact that our mind is the most important part of an individual, and that we can see that those changes from this research will help move things forward. I know we've seen a lot of changes in our military in the last number of years, but we can't stop. The issues are still there. It's a huge, huge mindset to change. It's a huge culture, not only in the military. We know that it's an issue within the general population. But when I think of our military people who have been trained to run in and respond to things the rest of us run the opposite direction to, we have to realize what is that doing to them and how do we support.
Right. So and you family, have a son in the RCMP, though. By the way, it's not just the military. Yeah. It's the police services go through the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And we know friends who are firefighters, and we know friends who are paramedics. They go in where the rest of us would be, oh, my God, I can't do that. So whatever we can learn from research such as this is going to just move it forward. And we have to realize that we're all part of this. It's not a separate thing. Families may not be in the military, but they are of the military when their loved ones are involved. And whatever we can do to be part of that support, to help that, that's what we want to do.
Well, I'm thinking about you because there's 500 members of the military who are helping out in British Columbia today. We rely on the military when our long-term care homes. It's not just to go to Haiti. It's not just to go to Afghanistan. And the men and women of the military are always rushing to the aid. And we got to take care of them and their families, like Bonnie Rushowick, who lost her son in 2013, her beautiful son Patrick, who served our country so well and is still trying to help others. So, Bonnie, thank you for the incredible work and advocacy you're doing on an issue that needs to be talked about more than once a year, and
absolutely,
because the veterans are serving us every single day. Thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome, and I hope your listeners will tune in if they can to the webinar. They can find it on veteransmentalhealth.ca. It's all one word. And for anyone who is a member or has a member in the military, the HOPE program is also, you can find it on Facebook. You can find it by dialing 1-800-883-6094. We just hope that anybody that is a bereaved military family member, that they can get help and support if that's something that they want to reach out to. So
yeah, check that out, folks, on the HOPE program. Really important. Bonnie, thank you. And we're with you, Bonnie, throughout these days. And again, we thank your son and your family for their service to the country. And we thank the military who are out there right now saving communities and helping lives in British Columbia and all over the country, the men and women in the military. We got to make sure we don't forget about them when Remembrance Day passes. You take off the poppy, but you don't take them off your minds.